We want to share with you today God's commitment to your peace of mind. Israel was invaded by the people from the east. In fact, huge hordes of soldiers, camels, donkeys, cattle of every kind from the eastern peoples invaded the country of Israel about 4,000 years ago. They ruined the crops and did not leave a living thing for Israel. They invaded the land to ravage it. Midian impoverished the Israelites. The Israelites were powerless against these warmongers, these haters of God. Their land was impoverished, the scripture says. The Israelis were living in caves and mountain cliffs and any place else they could find to hide from the enemies. And during this horrible time, the Lord sent an angel to Gideon, a young farmer. And this angel appointed Gideon as Israel's military leader. Listen to what he said in Judges chapter 6. Verse number 14.
The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?"
So the Lord was appointing Gideon as the military leader who would save Israel out of Midian's hand. But can you imagine that? You're a young farmer hiding the harvest of your crops from the enemy. And suddenly an angel appears out of nowhere. And this angel appoints you as the general, as the leader, as the captain of the Lord's army. Now that would be quite an unnerving experience, and so it proved with Gideon. Gideon, whenever he spoke to this angel and the angel spoke to him, Gideon immediately began losing his peace of mind. Listen to his words. Gideon's words in Judges chapter 6, verse number 17.
Gideon replied, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really you talking to me."
Gideon couldn't believe his ears or his eyes. If it is really you, if you are real, if you are an angel of God, if this is really God, I need a sign to know it's you. Gideon's peace of mind was fleeing, was running away from him, and all kinds of disturbing thoughts began filling his heart. What we're going to do is look at Gideon, but we're also going to look at God. Because we want to see God's commitment to Gideon's peace of mind, because we will find God's commitment to your peace of mind. We see three mindsets, three attitudes, three mental conditions in Brother Gideon that God helped him through. First of all, Gideon experienced a questioning mind. He said to this angel, "If you are real, I need a sign." He couldn't believe what was happening to him, this young farmer. Read with me Judges chapter 6, verse 21 through 24. Listen to Gideon's words.
With the tip of the staff that was in his hand, the angel of the Lord touched the meat and the unleavened bread. Fire flared from the rock, consuming the meat and the bread, and the angel of the Lord disappeared. When Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he exclaimed, "Ah, sovereign Lord, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." But the Lord said to him, "Peace, do not be afraid. You are not going to die." So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it, "The Lord is Peace." To this day, it stands in Ophrah of the Abizrites.
Questions about everything swirled through Gideon's mind. When the Lord appointed him as Israel's military leader, immediately he said, "God, what about all the miracles you used to perform for our forefathers? God, how can you use me? I am the least in my family's house. I am the least qualified." He questioned God about his love. He questioned God about his commitment to his people. Questions about everything swirled through his mind. And what was God's reaction to Gideon? Did he just say, "Okay, Gideon, if that's your kind of faith, I don't need you, I'll replace you"? No. Here was God's response to Gideon's doubting mind. God gave him a miracle and a message. Let's read Judges 6, 21 and 23.
With the tip of the staff that was in his hand, the angel of the Lord touched the meat and the unleavened bread. Fire flared from the rock, consuming the meat and the bread, and the angel of the Lord disappeared.
Let's stop there and listen to this. Gideon wanted to offer a sacrifice to this angel, to God. So he placed it, his food, his meat, the bread, all the ingredients of the sacrifice, he placed them on a bare rock, no wood for fire, nothing combustible, just a bare rock. And the angel, in order to reassure him, in order to help him overcome his doubts, performed the miracle. Fire flared up from the bare rock and consumed the sacrifice. You see, God wasn't walking off when Gideon doubted. God was helping him overcome his doubt. Now listen to the message. God gave him a miracle to overcome his, help him overcome his doubt. Now God gives him a message to help him overcome his doubt. Verse 23.
But the Lord said to him, "Peace, do not be afraid. You are not going to die."
Peace. Do not be afraid. That was the message. Gideon, everything is going to be all right. So you see, brother, sister, God is committed to your peace of mind. So don't think that he's through with you when you doubt. In fact, I sent a copy, a first draft of a book that I've written to a friend of mine. This first draft came out before the book was published, and in the book, I tell all about my own struggles to believe the Lord and to love God in spite of not being healed. And my friend told me, "I thought I was the only one who ever doubted. Now I don't feel so badly about myself." So, brother, sister, don't feel so badly about yourself. You see, it's our fear of doubt that destroys us, not the doubt. It wasn't Gideon's doubt that disturbed the Lord. Nothing disturbed the Lord because he's committed to our peace of mind. So now look at Gideon's new realization. When the angel gave him a miracle and a message of peace, Gideon did something very important. Judges chapter 6, verse 24.
So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it, "The Lord is Peace." To this day it stands in Ophrah of the Abizrites.
Gideon built an altar and called it, "The Lord is Peace." So the questioning mind, the doubting mind, did not disturb the Lord. God remained committed to making Gideon the leader of Israel's army. So God's committed to his plan and his purposes for your life. Even if you have failed in trying to achieve his will, even if you have failed in trying to be what God wants or do what God wants, he's still for you. In fact, God was with Gideon while Gideon dealt with his questioning mind. But now let's go on and look at the doubting mind that Gideon dealt with. Please read with me Judges 6, verses 36 through 40.
Gideon said to God, "If you will save Israel by my hand, as you have promised, look, I will place a wool fleece on the threshing floor. If there is dew only on the fleece and all the ground is dry, then I will know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you said." And that is what happened. Gideon rose early the next day. He squeezed the fleece and wrung out the dew, a bowl full of water. Then Gideon said to God, "Do not be angry with me. Let me make just one more request. Allow me one more test with the fleece. This time, make the fleece dry and the ground covered with dew." That night, God did so. Only the fleece was dry. all the ground was covered with dew.
Gideon was facing an impossible task. Victory looked impossible. And when victory looks impossible, doubts crowd into our minds. That's what happened to Gideon. Doubts crowded into his mind, and he said, God, if this is really you, if you're really involved in what I'm trying to do, I want you to send dew on the ground, but not on the fleece. God said, okay, I'll agree to that. Because, you see, God was committed to Gideon. God did it. The ground was wet. The fleece was soaked. But Gideon said, God, I need more help. I'm still not sure you're involved. Maybe I'm making up this idea in my own mind. Please, God, please now, this time, may you do another miracle for me. And so God did it. In fact, I noticed when Dolores read, it says that God did it. He made the ground soaked and the fleece dry because God was there to help. Gideon requested divine reassurance, and God was willing to give it. He unmistakably reassured Gideon that, yes, Gideon, you are doing God's will. I am with you. I am for you. I am on your side. The prefix re means again, anew. So God was more than willing to again assure Gideon that everything's going to be all right, that God is really in this, that you are doing God's will. In fact, I think the Bible's primary message is that God is for doubting Christians. Let's read some of Jesus' words. John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 1, verse number 27.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
Such wonderful words from the lips of Jesus. You believe in God, believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And then he spoke peace into our hearts. Peace I give you, my peace. Not a peace you manufacture, not a peace of mind that you work up. It's not a psychological trick. Jesus says, I give you my peace. So Jesus is offering to give us his own heart peace. Because you see, he is in the business of helping us overcome our doubts. He isn't there to demolish us when we doubt. He wasn't there to step on Gideon and say, Gideon, I'm through with you. You're finished. You've doubted long enough. You're hopeless. No, the Lord was more than willing to perform these miracles. You know what this fleece soaked with water and dry ground was? It was a love message from God to Gideon. These miracles were God's love messages to this young farmer who was being asked to lead Israel, a woefully inadequate Israel, against this huge enemy army. So, brother, sister, let's read the words of Jesus. Matthew 6, verse 31, verse 32.
So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
Your heavenly Father knows that you need clothing, friends, companions, power, victory over sin. God knows all about it. And he's willing to stick in there with you, even during your time of doubting. I love this story in Matthew 14, very famous story of Jesus saving Peter when Peter was sinking on the Sea of Galilee. Matthew 14, verse number 30, verse number 31.
When he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt?
Jesus reached out his hand to save Peter. Yes, Peter was guilty of doubt. It says it. We all know it. But let's get our eyes off of Peter and let's look at Jesus. Jesus stretched out his hand to the doubting Peter. So Jesus is stretching out his hand to you when you doubt. When you're sinking in doubt and being overwhelmed by the questioning mind. Well, not only did God help Gideon through his time of doubting, his time of questioning, but Gideon also experienced a fearful mind. When time for battling against the Midianites arrived, when time for acting on God's promise came, unspoken fears showed up and began knocking on Gideon's heart. You're not going to really do this, are you? Are you going to attack that Midianite army with just a few men? Your soldiers are unprepared. They are untrained. So all these fears began welling up with Gideon. And nobody knew about these fears. He didn't look afraid. He couldn't afford to show fear in front of his small band of soldiers. But Gideon was fearing, and God knew it. God is so good to us. Whenever He sees fear in our hearts, He comes to rescue us from fear, not to pronounce judgment against us. God compassionately responded to Gideon's unspoken fears. Let's read this long passage from Judges chapter 7, verses 10 and 11. Judges chapter 7, verse 10 and 11.
If you are afraid to attack, go down to the camp with your servant Pura, and this is what they are saying. Afterward, you will be encouraged to attack the camp. So he and Pura, his servant, went down to the outpost of the camp.
Notice the first part of verse 10 again.
If you are afraid to attack.
If you are afraid to attack. God knew he was afraid. God knew Gideon was battling against the doubting mind, the questioning mind, and now the fearful mind. But God did not attack Gideon, accusing him of being weak, wishy-washy. No, God began making arrangements to deliver Gideon from his fears. God said to Gideon, you go down to the Midianite camp. So with his servant, Gideon began sneaking through the underbrush toward the line of Midian's camp. He and his servants crouched low to the ground in order to not be seen by the Midianite sentries. They managed to make it undetected to the edge of the Midianite camp, and there were a couple of Midianite soldiers talking. And one of them said, I had a dream last night. This barley loaf rolled into the camp of the Midianites and struck down all the tents. His fellow Midianite soldier said, you know what that means? That's speaking of Gideon, the farmer. The farmer who raises barley. He is going to strike the Midianite camp and defeat us. As Gideon listened to these words, he understood that the Midianites were the fearful ones. The Midianites had no reason to fear, but God was putting fear in their hearts. Gideon shouldn't have been afraid. In fact, whenever he heard about this fear in the Midianite camp, a new courage seized Gideon. Gideon and his servant began slinking away from the Midianite army. And as soon as they were out of earshot of the Midianites, Gideon worshiped the Lord. Listen to these words. Judges chapter 7, verse number 15.
When Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation, he worshiped God. He returned to the camp in Israel and called out, "Get up! The Lord has given the Midianite camp into your hands."
When Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation predicting defeat of the Midianites, courage welled up within him, and he began worshiping the Lord. You see, the effect of God's commitment to your peace of mind is that you will find a new praise in your heart for God. So Gideon, some way or another, began worshiping God, praising God, magnifying God for victory, even though victory was unseen. Victory wasn't apparent yet, but Gideon believed in it. Gideon saw himself more than a conqueror, although his measly 300-man army stood no chance of defeating this huge Midianite host. But you see, brother, sister, God is totally committed to you. He commits His infinite person and His inexhaustible resources to helping you be and do the will of God. And so, Brother Gideon began praising God and magnifying God. There was a conviction in his heart, that he was going to dominate. He was going to overpower the enemy. So, brother, sister, the peace of God will bring to you a conviction and assurance that God will give you the victory on your job, in your school, in your Christian life, in your business. Even though you don't see the victory, it's there. You see, the difficult takes a while to accomplish. The impossible just takes a little longer. Nothing's impossible. And so nothing was impossible for Gideon. And finally, after battling against the doubting mind, the questioning mind, and the fearful mind, now he knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is on his side, that God's going to move for him, that God's going to bring him into total domination of all Israel's enemies. But not only did he worship God, but God's commitment to his peace of mind filled Gideon with a new courage to face everything life threw at him. Read with us again. Judges 7, verse 15.
When Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation, he worshipped God. He returned to the camp of Israel and called out, "Get up! The Lord has given the Midianite camp into your hands."
He returned to his 300-man army. He was as bold as a lion. He said, "Get up! Let's attack! The Lord has given." Notice the tense of the verb there. Past perfect. A completed action. The Lord has given the Midianites into our hands. There was a courage that was totally unexplainable. There was no reason to be courageous. But you see, God had transformed this kitty cat of a farmer into a mighty man of courage. I've always liked the verse from Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 28, verse number 2, I believe it is. The righteous are as bold as a lion. The righteous are as bold as a lion. So, brother, sister, God will fill you with a new boldness if you'll just trust Him to bring you and to fill you with peace of mind. In fact, what we want to do, we want to accept the peace He is offering. Okay? So you failed. So you sinned. So you've done wrong. Disappointed yourself. Disappointed your friends. Come to Jesus. Let Him hold you in His arms. Let Him take you and mold you like He molded Gideon. Doubt is not your enemy. Staying in doubt is your enemy. But God is there to pull you free of doubt. The fearful mind is not your enemy. It's fear of fear that is our enemy. Even when you feel that you cannot live for Jesus, even when you fear your own inadequacies, say no to those fears. Don't yield to those fears. And let Jesus be your adequacy, the way He was Gideon's adequacy. And He will give you the courage to attempt once again to believe God for a powerful Christian life. If you're afraid to try business again because of your previous failure, swallow those fears. Say no to those fears. It's fear of fear that is your enemy. If there are questions in your mind, come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I have all these questions, but one thing I know, You are the Son of God, my Savior. That's all you need to know. Don't try to explain the rest of life. Don't try to explain why the world's in the shape it's in. Don't try to explain anything. Just come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I give You my doubting mind, my questioning mind, my fearful mind. And He will take that doubt, that fear, that question, and replace it with His peace of mind. He's committed to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for peace of mind that's beyond anything we ever dreamed possible. In Your name, Jesus, amen.